Today is June 3rd on a Tuesday. I hope you are doing well today, and I hope you are enjoying this beautiful weather. You know, when we talk about sin, when we talk about our struggle with sin, we can't help but to talk about wrestling with sin. You know, we seem to have two natures going on at once, you know, the spiritual and the flesh, and the two are always fighting against each other. In fact, Paul deals with that whole thing, that whole concept in Romans chapter 7. This is what he says. I want to read this to you. This is from the New American Standard. He says, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of flesh, sold into bondage to sin. For that which I am doing, I do not understand, for I am not practicing what I would like to do, but I am doing the very thing I hate. But if I do the very thing that I do not wish to do, I agree with the law, confessing that it is good. So now no longer am I the one doing it, but sin which indwells in me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For the wishing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not. For the good that I wish, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not wish." You know, I've heard people say, well, what do you do when you find yourself wrestling with sin? Maybe a particular sin, but sin in general, you know. And my thought has been, keep wrestling. Because it's been said that if you don't wrestle, if you just give up and give in, you are already defeated. We have to have that mentality of a wrestler. You know, and wrestlers, they are crafty. They are they try to use wisdom. They try to use maneuverability. They try to use strategy. I mean, you know, there's definitely a mental aspect of it. And I think to wrestle and to be a good wrestler, strength is required, but you have to have a sound mind. You have to be strong mentally as well. And I have found that some of the best wrestlers are like that. You know, they have a very strong mental capacity to be able to know how to get out of a move so they don't get pinned, or to be able to make the move they need to pin their opponent. And so I believe that we've got to have that. When we are struggling with sin, when we are wrestling with sin, we have to have that mentality of Christ. And we have to have that mentality to move forward and to keep wrestling. Don't stop. Don't give up. I was reading a Greg Laurie devotional today, and it's interesting. It was kind of on this subject too. And Laurie says in here that I'm going to read this to you. It's on my phone, actually. "A Sunday school teacher who was speaking to her class on the topic of sin asked, 'Can anyone tell me what the sin of commission is?' One girl raised her hand. 'I know,' she said. 'The sin of commission is when you do what you shouldn't do.' 'That's right,' the teacher said. 'Now, can someone tell me what the sin of omission is?' A boy in the back of the room was anxiously waving his arms, so she called on him. He said, 'The sin of omission, well, those are the sins that you want to do, but you haven't got around to do them yet.'" Can't help but to laugh. That is kind of funny. But, you know, those are kind of the definitions of sin, you know, committing the sin that we shouldn't do and omitting the sin that we should do. You know, not doing what we should do is the definition. So I just found that to be kind of interesting. But, you know, I believe that moving forward in our struggles with that mentality every day will help us. In fact, I jotted down three keys for dealing with a particular sin in our life. And here it is. Focus on the eternal. Have that mentality that says, you know, I'm a child of God. God has delivered me from the clutches of sin, from the clutches of sin's curse on me, if you will, and has set my feet on the ground that goes heavenward. And when we look at it that way, I think that will start to help us have the right outlook on wrestling with sin. But then I wrote, keep moving forward. Well, that goes right along with having the right outlook. If we have the right outlook and having the right focus, or the focus that's eternal, and we strive to move forward, now we are going towards the eternal. We are moving and operating out of that eternal mindset, and not regulating our mentality, our being, our existing, all that stuff to the temporal, to this earth, to our desires, to what we want. And so I think keep moving forward goes right along with focusing on the eternal. But then there's one other one that I want to give you. Don't look back. If you're going to move forward, you can't look back. When it comes to sin, when it comes to wrestling, when it comes to trying to get a grip on your struggles, you can't look back. You've got to keep moving forward. Let me correct myself. The only time you can look back is when you say, hey, God delivered me from that, or God did this when I needed him, or I had this perspective through the Holy Spirit, and so I'm going to use it now. Then looking back would be good, but you don't want to look back while trying to move forward because, well, let's just be honest, you're going to run into something. But I truly believe that with those three principles, it will help you be able to move forward with whatever is ailing you, whatever sin you're struggling with. And let me tell you, we all struggle. I have to use these principles as much as the next guy. So, if you can remember to focus on the eternal, keep moving forward, and don't look back, I believe that you will see that the victory that God has declared, you are operating in it. You are living in it. You are functioning in it. You just have to realize it. And I pray today that that helps you. I pray today that that blesses you. And look, listen, I don't know if you're working the day. Maybe you're off. If you're off, go outside. Enjoy the weather. It will help you just really be at peace. If you're working the day, when you get home, go outside. Cut the grass. Play with the kids. I don't know. Just do something outside. Throw the football, be outside, because there is a blessedness to being outside and being in God's creation. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope that God continues to bless you because you are blessed. Have a wonderful day.